Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome, patriots, one and all, to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Great to have you with us as always. Hopefully you're off to a wonderful, safe commute. Lady Liberty, good morning.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning to all of you out there. My goodness, welcome to Wifflebat Wednesday.
Poof. Oh, yeah. You know, yesterday's clown show there with the attempt to charge President Trump. That was not lost on us that the very day that they, you know, announced charges was the very day that all of this information came out. Criminal evidence came out against Biden.
Right.
But, they wanted to bury that real quickly. And, you know, hey, this hand's waving, better, you know, wave the other hand to, you know, make you look the other way.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, don't look at all that evidence of actual crimes taking place. Let's divert everybody's attention to Trump. And once again, his numbers going absolutely through the ceiling.
Oh, yeah. Well, and it's contributed in a massive way to his fundraising campaign as well.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently all of these attacks are just, you know, sending people to send him money. I mean, just like crazy. Any
yes.
way that they could possibly support him financially, it just is causing it to pour in for him right now.
And on top of that, it's got all of the other Republican candidates weighing in, speaking out against what they're doing to Trump.
Right. Yeah.
All of those who wanted to throw their hat into the, I mean, I don't know if all of them, every single one of them, but the most, I guess, those who are favored by patriots, you know, DeSantis, Ramaswamy, and, you know, several others that patriots actually really like,
right.
have been saying, this is absolutely, matter of fact, Ramaswamy said that if he's elected, one of the first things that he will do would be to pardon Trump.
Right.
And asking the other Republican presidential candidates to sign on to the pledge to do the same thing. So no matter who of us wins,
yep.
we all agree the first thing we do is pardon Trump. But, you know, that makes you feel good, but he's not going to prison for this.
Right.
I mean, this is, you know, this is no different than New York.
Right.
It's a dog and pony show. It is to keep him wrapped up in, you know, one legal battle after another to try to distract him from his presidential campaign, which is well underway.
Right. And truly it is. It's like Marjorie Taylor Greene said yesterday, all this is 37 counts of illegal election interference
exactly.
placed on the Department of Justice. And
yeah.
and also I think it's interesting because the timing, they had to do it as soon as all of this evidence is coming out against Biden.
Yes.
And so that timing is no coincidence. But another indicator that the left knows that he is sunk. They know he is going down like a ship taking on water, and he's going down fast because now Gavin Newsom is poised to announce his bid for running for president
that
as well.
That is not a surprise.
And that is exactly, that's the indicator that lets us know that they know Biden's going to tank.
Well, actually, you and I called this. Remember last year when Biden went to I'm pretty sure it was Israel.
Oh, yeah.
He went on
yeah.
that trip to Israel, and while he was gone, Gavin Newsom shows up to
right.
the White House.
Yep.
Nobody knows why. Nobody can explain what the meeting was about. Nobody could say why, as soon as Biden left, Gavin Newsom shows up. And I said to you, I said, that right there is who they're grooming to be the next Democrat presidential candidate.
Well, exactly, because they're looking around and they're seeing that stuff is not looking so good legally for any of them right now.
Right.
And especially with Congress descending on the whole Biden family, they know that they're not going to be able to withstand this big yeah. charade that they've got going on with him for much longer. And so they already know.
I'll bet Jay Inslee from Washington State was probably drooling over the opportunity, and they said, no, we got this. We got yeah. Gavin's going to take this.
Yeah, right. Gavin's part yeah. of the Pelosi family, he should be a shoo-in.
Pat on the head. You go back to Olympia. You're doing a great job.
Yeah, that's right. Super cute in that orca suit.
Yes. Or his Indian chief suit yeah, his for Indian, Native American
Indian
Day.
Indian chief costume that he showed up. Gosh.
What an embarrassment.
So embarrassing.
Oh, man. Communists are embarrassing. They're just embarrassing to have around.
They are embarrassing. My gosh. And, you know, first of all, oh, my gosh, we totally forgot to get started the right way. Of course, it's typically the word of the day, but today is also Trump's 77th birthday.
That is a special trumpet, even though yesterday was Trump's birthday, because it is his birthday. And so cool, as soon as he left the sham indictment and not guilty and then dropped the mic and walked out, his motorcade went to this little restaurant there in Little Havana,
yeah.
full of Cubans, right?
Yep.
Who love Trump.
Yep.
They were waving banners and they sang happy birthday
yeah.
here, as you can hear in the background. And they just loved seeing him, singing him happy birthday.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Bless their hearts. Nobody loves Americanism and freedom more than somebody who fled communism.
Communism, exactly.
You know, and yep. you know what was also very cool about this? It got very little attention. Right after that, at the same place, at this little restaurant, bistro place, they all laid hands on him and prayed over him.
That is so
yep.
awesome.
And that's
that's so cool.
That's really what this is. This is spiritual warfare. These are spiritual battles.
Yep.
And prayer is the most powerful weapon. You know, and that's why some people are saying, well, did they make him walk the walk of shame and put him in cuffs? And No. This is...
They already know that all of those charges are just a ridiculous hoax and a waste of time anyway.
Not only that, he was never going to spend a day in jail. You have an entire nation praying over him.
Right.
And because of that, what I was going to say, actually, on that note, is that I didn't realize this till you pointed it out yesterday. The judge that was assigned over this, I said, you want to talk about prayer and
yeah.
the effects of yep. a nation praying for Trump. Matter of fact, why don't you explain that to the listeners, how that happened?
The federal judge who was appointed by Donald Trump and ruled in his favor in the case involving the records seized from his home by the FBI, she's the one that's been assigned to his new criminal case, the same one from yesterday.
Right.
And so this was U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon, and she was assigned to the case. And it says here that new cases are assigned randomly to one of 26 judges who operate in the district, according to the court's internal rules. And so it's pretty amazing that they're chosen randomly, and she got picked again randomly for this case as
yes.
well. And so she already ruled in his favor.
Yeah, they were trying to strong arm her in that Mar-a-Lago.
They were trying to prevent the DOJ actually came forward and said they were going to try to block him getting a special master for that investigation.
Right.
They tried to block it, and they went against this district judge, Aileen Cannon, and she put the kibosh on that. She went, no.
Yep, she overrode him.
Yep, she overrode it, and then you know, so now they're trying to say, well, it's a possibility that she's biased, and if there's any inkling of bias, we can remove her, or she can recuse herself if she agrees that she has bias. And so that is going to be left up to her again in this case as well.
Yes, good. Another chance to
woo-hoo.
Stuff the communists.
Right. And so here's, you were talking about how the Cubans were singing Trump happy birthday.
Yes.
And this is what Trump was, speaking of Cuba, this is what Trump had to say a couple days ago on True Social. He said, I hope the entire country is watching what the radical left lunatics are doing to America, and all we stand for. We're a nation in serious decline, and it will only get worse. P.S. China just effectively took over Cuba, would never have happened under the Trump administration.
That's right.
And so very, very interesting that he stated that. And what was the response from the White House about that comment was that from the White House spokesperson, the press, their National Security Council press guy, John Kirby, he was saying that all of the Chinese intelligence collecting capabilities in Cuba was something that happened under Trump's presidency,
right.
and that Biden has had nothing to do with it. In fact, they're almost like he made a statement similar to like, well, we're almost shorthanded, and we've only had so much time to deal with it. Well, lo and behold, that is not even close to being the truth. There's a real shocker, right?
Right.
When in fact, John Ratcliffe, director of national intelligence under Trump, denied that there was a Chinese spy facility in Cuba during the Trump administration. He said, it's just absurd. And just like with the spy balloon situation, you'll see Trump administration officials coming out and saying, it's simply not true. And
yes, and while you're staring at it, they're saying it's not happening.
Right. And so then he says the strategy for the Biden administration is to deny it until we can't deny it anymore, then find a way to blame the Trump administration for
it. Yes, they did the same thing with the balloons. They're doing the same thing with this spy listening station in China, which, by the way, China is denying, Cuba is denying. Of course, they're going to deny having a listening station posted in Cuba. And just a few days ago, Kirby also said that there wasn't a spy station or that they had no knowledge of it.
Right.
The Department of Defense spokesperson said, we're not aware of it. Well, that's not true either, because now they're saying, well, it was there since Trump. Well, hold on a minute. Which one's true? Either they're not there, it doesn't exist, or it's always been there since Trump.
Right.
Which is it?
Right.
Well, these people are liars. They're professional liars. Every time one of their White House spokespeople or the president speaks, they're lying. They just continuously lie. So,
that's the one thing you can count on with this regime, is you can count on them to always lie.
Well, Cuba is communist and China is communist, so all of them are lying.
Exactly. Well, and in addition to today being Trump's birthday, it's also Flag Day.
Yes.
And, you know, something crazy happened on the 10th. Speaking of flags, as you all know, they had the transgender influencers day there at the White House on the 10th.
Yeah. The transvestite show.
Yes. And as part of the decorations for the event, the Biden regime displayed a massive Pride Progress flag on the White House, which people are saying that actually violated U.S. flag code.
Yes.
So for Flag Day and for Trump's birthday, I'd just like to point out that it says here, to advance revolutionary transgender agenda targeting children, Biden violates basic tenet of U.S. flag code and disrespects every American service member buried under its colors. And Tom Fitton, the president of Judicial Watch, tweeted that U.S. flag code 7.E, the flag of the United States of America, should be at the center and at the highest point of the group when a number of flags of states or localities or pennants of societies are grouped and displayed from staffs.
There you go.
And so, well, there you have it.
Well, it's a shame. It is an aberrant, absolutely a shameful thing that this group of people are even occupying that space in our country.
Yep, that's right.
But on a positive note, though, it is Flag Day. Get your flags out there, Americans.
That's right.
And also, happy birthday, Army. The United States Army also celebrates the U.S. Army birthday on this date.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So, yeah, happy birthday to the U.S. Army.
I'll be darned.
All right, now let's get into the straight-up.
Yes, straight up humility month.
Yes, we're honoring, we're not celebrating, we're honoring straight up humility month.
That's right.
And we have a scripture for that before we get to the official word of the day. So
yep.
Double duty this month.
That's right. Okay, so that verse for, well, that focuses on humility is from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 5 through 7, that read under the title, "Submit to God, resist the devil. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you."
That's awesome.
Isn't that cool?
That's just straight up. It's humility. It is the thing that God's going to honor and bless, and he's going to go up against the proud.
Yep.
That means all of the ilk that are occupying the White House right now.
That's right.
God is against you.
Yep.
God is coming for you. God will use our enemies to take you out.
Right.
And nobody has to call for it. Nobody has to direct the Russians or Chinese or anybody else to, you know, point a cruise missile there, a hypersonic right, cruise missile right. there. It's coming. It's coming because God is going to be behind it. God's coming for you, and he's got your number, and you're going down. Unless you repent,
right.
God is against you, and they're going to get smoked like a cheap cigar as soon as God says, "All right, I've had enough."
Well, you know, and just the fact that this is addressing the younger people, because all of this, the pride and all of this homosexual agenda and pedophilia is all aimed at the young people.
They're targeting the youth.
Targeting the youth, without a doubt. That is a demonic targeting. And what I appreciate about that verse is something that we haven't even, this is a great avenue of humility, is humility towards your elders.
Yes.
You know, towards your parents, towards your grandparents, towards anybody older than you. That is something that is severely lacking in this generation
That's
of
right.
young people right now. And,
well, they're pushing them to be prideful. They're
yes.
using the word
yep.
pride. Have pride.
Right.
And be proud of mutilating yourself and going against God's design. In fact, Joe Biden, the chief rebel in the United States right now, rebelliousness against God, he was quoted as saying, "You're hysterical and prejudiced if you're against sex change for kids."
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So don't want to be you.
That's for sure.
I would just hate to be you. That's all I can say.
No kidding. But it's, you know, and then for the youth that is actually pro God, pro Christianity.
God bless them.
You know,
strengthen them.
God bless them, and that's an opportunity for them to express their humility and just flat out be respectful of everybody that's older than them.
That's right.
You know, hold the door for them. Do anything that you can to serve them, to help them,
yep.
to be respectful, reverential.
That's right.
That's a great way to be in a place where you're showing them humility.
That's right. All right. Well, that's a great one to meditate on. Share with the young people.
Yep.
All right.
For
now,
sure.
What do we have for the word of the day? Scooting right along here.
Well, the word of the day is a very fascinating because of how it relates to what was going on with Trump yesterday and that sham indictment, and the random turning comes from. This is actually a collection of verses across three different pages and three chapters. And so I just wanted to pull all of those specific verses together because they apply exactly to yesterday and today. And so out of Acts from chapter 22, and this crosses all the way over to Acts 24, the first verse is that Acts 22, 17 and 18 that read, "Now it happened when I returned to Jerusalem and was praying in the temple that I was in a trance and saw him with a capital H saying to me, 'Make haste and get out of Jerusalem quickly, for they will not receive your testimony concerning me.'" Verse 21 says, Then he said to me, depart, for I will send you far from here to the Gentiles. And so this is Paul, and he's being attacked more or less by the Jews as well as the Romans. Mm-hmm. And they're bringing forth like this huge conspiracy against him, these false charges. And does that sound familiar?
Yep, I was just going to say that.
Right. And so first there's this issue of Paul's Roman citizenship, and then the whole Sanhedrin is divided against what they're going to do about him, because Paul actually is considered a Pharisee and comes from his father, who is also a Pharisee.
Right.
And so between the Sadducees and the Pharisees, there's this divide amongst the Sanhedrin. And so then in chapter 3, verse 3, it says, then Paul said to him, he gets the high priest, Ananias, commanded those who stood by him to strike him on the mouth. Then Paul said to him, God will strike you, you whitewashed wall, for you sit to judge me according to the law, and do you command me to be struck contrary to the law? And then those who stood by said, do you revile God's high priest? And Paul said, I did not know, brethren, that he was the high priest, for it was written, you shall not speak evil of a ruler of your people. But when Paul perceived that one part were Sadducees and the other Pharisees, he cried out in the council, men and brethren, I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee. Concerning the hope and resurrection of the dead, I'm being judged. And when he said this, a dissension arose between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the assembly was divided. For Sadducees say there is no resurrection and no angel or spirit, but the Pharisees confess both. Then there arose a loud outcry, and the scribes of the Pharisees' party arose and protested, saying, we find no evil in this man, but if a spirit or an angel has spoken to him, let us not fight against God. Now when there arose a great dissension, the commander, fearing lest Paul might be pulled to pieces by them, commanded the soldiers to go down and take him by force from among them and bring him into the barracks. Huh. And so then the plot against Paul by the Jews, it deepens, right? In verse 11, it says, but the following night, the Lord stood by him and said, be of good cheer, Paul, for as you have testified for me in Jerusalem, so you must also bear witness at Rome. And so, so then down in verse 13, it says, now there were more than 40 who had formed this conspiracy. And so here the Jews are conspiring to kill him. And as soon as they let him go, they're planning to jump him and kill him.
Right.
And so the commander who, you know, he's trying to protect him as a Roman now, he says, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to let the Jews, you know, jump him and kill him. And so they order 200 soldiers, 70 horsemen, 200 spearmen to go to Caesarea at the third hour of the night. And they provide a horse for Paul and they help him get away.
Yeah, I remember that account. Yeah.
Right. And so then Paul is accused of sedition, right? Boy, this is sounding familiar as well.
Yep.
And so in chapter 24, verse 2, it says, and when he was called upon, Tertullus began his accusation, saying, seeing that through you we enjoy great peace and prosperity is being brought to this nation by your foresight, we accept it always and in all places, most noble Felix, with all thankfulness. Nevertheless, not to be tedious to you any further, I beg you to hear by your courtesy a few words from us. For we have found this man a plague, a creator of dissension among all the Jews throughout the world, and a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes. And so this is also very similar to what the liberals are doing by trying to Gaddafi Trump. You know,
right.
They've found this man to be a plague and a creator of dissension. And you know, more or less, especially in regards to the January 6th event, trying to accuse him of leading all of this dissension, right? Well, then over in chapter 24, verse 12, it says, and they neither found me in the temple disputing with anyone, nor inciting the crowd, either in the synagogues or in the city, nor can they prove the things of which they now accuse me." And so, same exact thing as yesterday. All of these things that they're accusing him of, this is nothing new under the sun.
That's right. Right?
This is the same demonic forces behind everything that the people that are supposed to be leaders are bringing to charge.
Right. Today, we're dealing with a communist coup, globalist, communist, godless.
Yep.
Back then, they weren't communists. They weren't globalists. But they were still, it's still the mark of a tyrant.
Yep.
To make your enemies disappear, to misuse your laws, to arrest people, imprison people that are a threat to you and your system that you are trying to impose on everyone else.
That's right.
And so, once again, I mean, there's nothing new under the sun. We've seen all of these tyrants over history do it.
Right.
We saw Stalin. He was known for it. Khrushchev, Lenin, Hitler, right on down the line. All of these tyrants, and you go back to the Roman Empire, they would have them killed, you know, at the drop of a hat.
Right.
And usually they were following, you know, they were accusing them of some heinous crime like treason, right?
Right. Yep.
And what are they going after Trump for? Treason.
Yep.
It is actually a law on treason that deals with, you know, classified documents and such that they are trying to get him under. One of the, 36, 37 charges.
Right, 37.
Falls under treason. I mean, really? Treason is aiding your enemy in the destruction of your country. He's not aiding anybody. And there certainly isn't treason. None of these charges will hold up, but this is the attempt of a tyrant.
Right, and exactly. GOP Rep May says Biden wants Trump to be given the death sentence for documents, which,
right.
You know, if he was actually charged with, I mean, you know, found guilty of all of these things, he would die in prison.
Exactly. That's what they want. They want him dead or in prison till he dies.
Yep.
Well, we'll cover more of this, guys. Join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the morning commute right here, and you have a blessed day.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.